What's going to be the big item everyone goes for this Black Friday? It just might be the PlayStation 4. Sony has just announced they're offering a special Black Friday bundle called the Black Friday Bundle.
Always vote.
Hello and welcome to episode 49 of the All Range Mode podcast. My name is Joe.
It's me, Chad.
I'm Dan.
And I'm Jeppy.
Welcome to the show.
Yep.
So on today's show, I mean, we have a couple of new systems that have launched recently, and we were thinking about launch games quite a bit, so we decided it was appropriate to sound off and try and figure out what the best launch games have been.
Of all time.
This generation.
Of all time. It happens here, we decide, and you believe it.
Or don't.
Or argue it. Which would be inviting. Or what?
Yeah. Encouraged. So, we're trying to have fun with it. We're just gonna bust into it.
Number five!
I want you to put my number four. One so I can beat you.
Right. I'm gonna do number five, though.
Alright, I'll go last.
Okay, TJ first.
Oh.
What's your number five?
Here's a sheer winner.
Top five launch games.
I don't actually know if it's a launch game, but I'm calling it anyways.
Launch window, by the way.
No.
If it launched for
Back
the European,
the fuck up.
If it launched the no. European launch, nope. It counts for
well,
mine.
Stop the show right now.
Nope. Counting it.
This is not eligible anymore.
All right. Well, veto all my nominations.
Vetoed.
I'm fine with that.
Vetoed. Well, Mass Effect 2. It came out 6 years after. It was a good
launch window. What do you think launch window is?
5 minute years.
No, it comes out at the launch.
No, launch
date
window.
Date and date. No, that's
if
bullshit.
It comes out a week later, it counts. If it comes out on the European launch, it counts.
Nope.
All right, TJ. What's your number five?
Jet
Moto for Dreamcast?
Dreamcast?
Oh.
No, Jet Set Radio.
PlayStation 1.
I'm thinking of Jet Set Radio as well. Jet Moto was what?
You know Wave Race for 64?
I'm thinking of MotorStorm.
Jet Moto had that awesome commercial.
I don't know.
Where the TV started yelling at the grandma, and everyone loved it.
What?
Damn, what's yours?
No idea.
My number five? That's it?
Yeah,
we're moving along.
It's the Wave Race of PlayStation
1. My number five! Turok 1 for N64.
Oh.
That game was fucking awesome. And you
what's
said
your number five?
I'm pretty sure it didn't come on a launch.
Yes, it did because I got it.
What's your number five?
Turok 1 was a launch and it's amazing.
Anybody take these to the net if they please.
How many are we allowed to say now?
As many as you want. For number five.
As many as I want for number five. Okay, Wick, Fable of Souls.
Worst game.
For 360.
It's terrible. You're an idiot. I'll never play it.
For 360.
Zuma was not a launch game.
Yes, it was.
You're stupid.
And
Zuma was a launch game. And so was Geometry Wars. Those are your number fives?
My number fives.
You can't name... This is out of control.
Okay, my number fives. Legend of Zelda, Twilight Princess, and Luigi's Mansion.
They came out for GameCube.
Why
and
you
too? Luigi's Mansion.
It's still a launch game for Wii. I bought it with my Wii.
Luigi's Mansion came out over
dude,
a year
it was a launch
no,
game.
Luigi's Mansion came out with GameCube.
Whoa!
A year later.
What fucking wrong? It was like 2 years
later. No fucking way.
A year at least.
So what launched with GameCube? Luigi's Mansion launched with GameCube.
Rogue Squadron
no,
2.
Remember everyone went
Rogue
crazy?
Rogue Leader came out.
Luigi's Mansion
did not
remember
come
everyone
out.
Went crazy because it was a Luigi game, not a Mario game that was coming out with GameCube? Fine. Veto Luigi's Mansion.
All right, let's just
my
not,
number
not
five.
Argue that everything did not come out.
I just want to double check.
I took shit off my list because of that.
My number five, Legend of Zelda Twilight Princess launched with Wii and it was amazing.
That's the obvious winner.
Came for GameCube.
Maybe Geometry Wars.
I didn't even name that.
Came out for GameCube.
All right, so anybody challenge?
Not
Twilight Princess?
No, that's
the
that's
worst.
Alive.
The worst name in video game history, Twilight Princess, in retrospect. Twilight Princess.
Hey, Geometry Wars.
Hi. Geometry Wars is not as good as Twilight Princess.
Geometry Wars kind of sucks.
Twilight Princess was terrible.
It wasn't that good, but it was better than Geometry Wars.
Geometry Wars was my butt, and I beat it in 3 minutes.
It was your butt.
Mike made you beat it for
me. I never got points myself.
It was your butt. So my number five wins. Who challenges?
What do you mean wins?
Yeah, that, no.
All right,
how are we structuring this?
Let's just have fun with
Turok
it.
Turok was good. Did
Turok
you,
was
you
good.
Play that?
Turok
Please.
Was bad.
Okay, you're a dick face. And
Turok
like,
was
hey,
good, but not nearly as good as Turok 2, and that's why
Turok
1 is
launch
not...
launch game.
You know, you got to consider it within its time.
Yeah, it was
you
shit.
Have to.
I remember even then thinking, like, why are these checkpoints so far apart?
Oh, my God. No, you didn't.
They're so far apart.
Like, be you good had to, like, at games! Be good at games!
Oh, be good at games, he says.
I wasn't. I sucked at that game. I cheated the fuck out of it to be
Turok 1 sucks. You're thinking of Turok 2.
No, I'm thinking of Turok 1.
No.
Yeah.
The ponytail version.
No, he
had a ponytail in the first one.
He had Turok 1. He wanted to like it, but he couldn't like it because it was so fucking difficult.
Is it because that's the game? That's the game you chose? You're like, oh, I'm going to get this Dinosaur Hunter game. All my friends are going to be so jealous.
No.
And then you pick the worst game.
I got Mario 64 and that.
No.
Bitch. You could suck on my own Billy Balls.
God, I really want to research this because I want to change my number 5.
You had 3.
If we're doing launch windows.
Yeah, what are you doing?
Actually, wait a minute. Let's Zuma.
If we're doing
Zuma might have some.
Zuma was a PC game that was just ported over.
It launched with 360.
They put it on there. Why didn't you say fucking...
Guys, let's not argue.
Stop. Stop. Number 4. There you go. Dan spoiled it.
Stop making arcade games as your game.
Twilight for Jet Moto.
Twilight Princess. Nobody.
One vote.
Who's voting for Turok?
One vote.
We're going to vote for our own shit.
Yeah. Luigi's Mansion?
It wasn't a launch game.
All right, so Twilight Princess gets 2 votes.
By whom?
Me and Chad.
Chad does not vote that.
Yeah, we're all voting
each other. My vote.
Okay.
I vote Turok.
Nothing wins for 5.
We're all losers.
No,
next.
I don't want Turok to be our number 5.
Do we agree?
I don't want your fucking Wick Fable of Souls. All you did was keep me up with...
Okay, so it's between...
Is, fucking game.
Are we all in agreement it's between Zuma and Twilight Princess?
No.
All right.
There's no battle.
There is a battle.
Royale.
Vote.
This is our top 5.
Okay, Zuma or
top 4.
Zuma or Twilight Princess.
Moving on.
Wait, that's all right.
No, how number do you get 4. To fucking pick?
Because Twilight Princess is amazing.
Who cares? Dan likes Turok, so no one else likes
one for Joe, one for Ben.
Twilight Princess sucked my own dick all right. off.
All right, okay, give it to Dan. Let's give it to Dan.
2 half points.
Don't give me a fucking pity game. Get out of here.
Dan gets Turok.
Dan, I need you on my side for 5. Later, so I'll give you my vote.
All right, number 4s. Who's got number 4s?
Well, I'm first here, so...
Number 4.
Miss Pac-Man.
For what?
Eat it. I don't know.
For what?
Atari. For what system?
Atari. You weren't even born!
I went back and played it, and it was amazing.
You're the gayest, TJ.
TJ
is canceled.
What are you talking about?
Number 4. TJ, vote your redacted. Vote is redacted.
Number 4, and it's pretty low in
number 4, so I got a two-way tie.
Whoa!
Two-way tie, one of these. Alright, go.
Mario 64.
Oh yeah, Mario 64, I also had that round as well, since we're throwing in games.
As number 4?
Number 4, are you out of your fucking mind?
I had better times with these games that are 1, 2, and 3, although Mario 64 was amazing. I don't suck his dick like you and Tim do. I beat it every day still. Look at it. It's hooked up. No.
All right.
I do beat it every day still.
No, you don't.
I wanted to mention...
The game has more longevity than any game, period.
Oh, look at the spiders.
I'm not talking about graphics, you idiot. I'm talking about running around that fucking castle, playing my favorite levels.
Stop.
Surfing on turtle shell with my friends.
We're going to get there soon.
Go.
All right. As number 5, I did want to say Shadows of the Empire.
Number 4, we're talking about.
I know. I wanted to say Shadows of the Empire, but it wasn't a launch game.
It absolutely was a launch game.
No, it came out December 20th. It was 4 months after.
No, it came out.
Not even the
weekend. The European launch.
Listen, boys. Listen, boys.
The European launch of N64.
Dude, I researched all this shit.
December 20th.
It'll come out later.
December 20th, 1996.
Whoa.
What?
It
was a hot on here.
No, it came out 5 days before Christmas? What a terrible idea.
Shadows of the Empire came out with N64 in Europe at the same time.
Nope. No, it didn't. Where did you make this up from?
Wikipedia.
Wikidiki. Go.
Wikipedia it.
Wikidiki it.
All right. Okay, so my number 4 is Hexic for the Xbox 360.
We already knew
the surprise game that was just included on everybody's Xbox.
That game's terrible. The actual right answer is Wayne Gretzky's 3D Hockey or Tiger Woods PGA Tour 2006. That launched with
GameCube?
Xbox.
Oh, I didn't play it for Xbox. I played for GameCube.
Tiger Woods PGA Tour 2006 launched with Xbox.
Oh, you're right. I did play that on Xbox. I played 05 on GameCube.
And Wayne Gretzky's 3D Hockey is probably the winner of the whole match, to be honest. But
it's pretty good.
That game was fucking terrible.
Number 4.
I played Mike.
That game was so fucking disgusting.
It was so bad.
Brick wall! Remember that shit?
Side-scrolling. That game is amazing.
Big head mode? Oh,
Yeah.
I played that game.
3-on-3?
Yep.
Mike's dad mode?
I would love.
Mike's dad's 3D hockey game?
I would give anything to play that game right now.
Testosterone is the key to success.
That was that game.
It was.
What are you talking about?
Breakaway 96.
It wasn't. What the fuck?
I'm making shit up. I have no idea.
Oh, yeah. Was...
Anyway, so are we all in agreement that when Gretzky's 3D hockey wins?
I'll give you that one, I guess. No. No, why? What was mine? Oh, Mario. Mario 64 beats all of those games.
It's not number 4.
It doesn't matter.
It's higher.
He played it strategically.
No.
Because your stupid game.
You played your card too early. You played your Mario 64 card way too early.
What are you talking about?
Unless you want Mario 64 to appear
two
times.
When did I set up the rules?
Listen to me. I don't care about Mario as much as you guys do.
Unless you want Mario 64 to appear on this list two times.
Mario games are the best thing ever made. They're not. Side-scroller game that comes out every fucking 2 years.
It's not side-scroller.
What are you talking about? Most of them are.
It was the first 3D
world. Not that one, but all the ones that come out now.
Me and Chad are in agreement. We'll ban.
Fuck you guys and your bullshit Mario games. Me and TJ know what's up.
All right, number
three. Tiger Woods is number four.
I love Tiger Woods, but yeah. I didn't put on
All right, it's got two votes.
I didn't say anything. I just said it's a good game.
Tiger Woods got two votes.
I got a vote.
For number four.
No. If I vote Mario 64,
six votes.
Mario 64.
Seven.
It takes fourth and first place.
Yes.
I'm right with that.
It's on the list twice.
If it's the best game, you put Tiger it in
Woods,
slot.
I just want to note that Tiger Woods has two votes and no other game has two votes.
Are you Tiger Woods, Chad?
I'm not Tiger Woods.
I'm not Tiger Woods.
I'm Hexic.
Mario 64.
Number three.
Number three, TJ.
I'm sure I have the winner.
Oh, I got number three.
This is the only one I don't have a tie.
Shit. Hold on a second.
I gotta put it strategically.
Number five, Turok. Yeah. Number four, Tiger Woods 2005 for Xbox.
Yeah, 2006.
No, no, no. It came out for everything.
Write it down. Write it down.
Write it down, boys and girls.
Just because it wins the round doesn't mean it...
Round three!
Did you start the last round?
No, TJ. TJ always does.
Yeah.
This is probably the only
Jeff
one where I don't
start
have
it this
tie.
Time. It comes around to you.
Oh, here's my number three.
Oh, yeah, let me go last. That's
I
good.
Have to actually look.
Dan's sitting behind the microphone.
No, I'm next to it.
If your guys' games are strong, I'm slipping in a shoe.
Oh, my number three. Xbox 360 is a game that made me poop my pants. Call of Duty 2. Those fucking smoke graphics.
Oh.
I'm going to go ahead and say it. My number three was Call of Duty 2 as well.
Woo!
All right,
that's
guys.
That's 2 points. That wins
on there.
Already.
It's written.
It doesn't already win.
Oh, what do you got?
Well, if TJ and I agree, then
won't.
It can be a battle.
TJ's
well,
fucking
I'm leaning towards Call of Duty so far, so let's hear what you got.
All right, my number three is probably the best game on anyone's list.
Eternal Darkness.
Eternal Darkness is not a launch game. Mass Effect 3 Special Edition for Wii U.
Fuck you.
Does not count.
Doesn't count
Of course
either.
It counts. It launched with Wii U.
Multi-platform. It launched with DLC that was released on every other console beforehand as well.
Multi-platform.
Mass Effect 3 Special Edition
count.
Was only on Wii U.
Yeah, but you know how I can also get that?
Call of Duty 2 was also on PC.
I already had it because I downloaded all the DLC.
Did the game launch with Wii U or not?
No.
Yes, it did.
Nip-mm.
It's probably better than...
Redacted.
Mass Effect 3 is better than Call of Duty 2.
Absolutely not.
Hey, you didn't give me Resident Evil 4.
Call of Duty 2,
Xbox
I guarantee
just because
you,
it came out on Wii.
What are you talking about?
Hours.
I never said no to Resident Evil 4.
Hey, did. The Tim House episode.
Wait.
Call of Duty 2 was revolutionary to video games, okay?
Mass Effect 3 is better than Call of Duty
Call
2.
Call of Duty 2
Who
was
cares?
The first console Call of Duty that people played.
Army. So, Call of Duty 2 is number 3?
I voted. Got my vote.
It's got my vote.
Man, I got two out of four.
You didn't even submit an idea.
what's yours?
But mine's going to lose, so I'm just throwing in ResoGun.
ResoGun?
Yeah.
Is your number three?
It is a very good game.
It is, but I know I ain't going to win, so I'm going to save my...
So what's number five? Turok is number five. What was four?
It doesn't work that way.
It's points.
Number four, Tiger Woods 2006. Number three is Call of Duty 2. All right, boys. Number two.
Wait, it's my turn.
Wait.
Sorry.
It's my turn to
say number two really loud.
Number two!
Halo Combat Evolved, Xbox. Well, bam.
I'm stealing half that point. Go ahead.
Mine's a tie between Star Wars Shadows of the Empire, which I will redact if I have to, if you're forcing me to.
Dude, I put it on there. It was high up, and I was like, I gotta check that out.
You told me it wasn't a launch game.
Just
it's
don't
not,
vote for him.
It's not.
Don't vote for Halo as number two. Vote for
okay,
two.
Number two. Star Wars Rogue Squadron 2.
That game?
Yep.
Rogue Leader.
Please tell me. Please tell me you know that game sucked. I
kay.
Wanted to like it so much.
Oh
it was
my
a bad
god!
Game.
You're so bad at games.
You're fucking gay just because you're wearing that gay ass shirt right now. You think that you are a Rogue Squadron leader?
Good argument.
You know what?
It was a bad game. Please tell me you know.
It was so good. The graphics were amazing. Like they
amazing.
They were better on GameCube than anywhere else that you'd seen them.
That's true. They did look better on GameCube.
Yeah, and it looked so fucking good.
I
and
never played
and
Rogue Squadron 2, but the first.
Oh my
one
god!
Was awesome.
That was for N64, you asshole.
I know.
Okay, Rogue Squadron 2 is amazing, and it's the first time Nintendo launched a console without a Mario game, and they showed off Rogue Squadron 2.
You know why they did
and
that?
And I
they fucked up.
Shit my pants.
They fucked up real bad.
They did fine. They did fine. Rogue Squadron 2's got two votes. Chad, give me up.
Don't. He just fucking voted for
voted
Halo. Halo Combat Evolved, the game that literally changed.
So I was gonna say
don't
everything.
Don't leave me hanging.
Don't leave me hanging
on that. Rogue Squadron 2 is not gonna make a list.
No.
Oh, you guys.
It makes your list.
You guys are shitting on me.
The better game should bump off fucking Turok and Tiger Woods.
No, this is the structure we decided on. This is the structure we decided on.
Do not post Turok as number five over...
Turok's being posted, and you submitted it. So,
I love it! It is my number five, but I don't think it's the fifth best game.
Hey, you submitted it as your
number
five.
That's not how it works at all.
That's how this works.
It's personal for me. I enjoyed it as much...
Jay, number
Dan
two.
Dan thinks Turok is better than Rogue Leader Squadron.
Fact.
So I was going to say Hill.
Dan thinks Turok is better than Rogue Squadron 2.
No, because I'm going to go for the gusto. I'm going to try to steal the win from Chad and say Towerfall. One round early.
That's a Ouya game. Ouya doesn't count.
Yeah, well, Ouya counts and Towerfall is better than
Go, Dan.
Towerfall is good. My number two was incredible game. You're all going to laugh at me right now. They're all going to laugh at you. Condemned Criminal Origins.
Oh, number two.
Number two. I had more fun with that game.
The second best launch game of all time.
Yeah.
Condemned
me,
Criminal
the
Origins.
The most fun that
for
I
me,
had.
You
for
put
me,
fucking Condemned ahead of Mario 64.
I did.
That's nuts.
Because I was more into video games when I was playing Xbox 360 than I was playing N64.
Okay. No, because you think it's a sleeper hit and you want to be...
No, Tim and I fucking tried to play
heard of this game.
We couldn't even play it alone.
Yeah,
because
you probably haven't heard about it because it's so cool. Only Dan knows about it.
It was a 360 launch game. Everyone's heard about it.
I did beat it.
It was good.
But I never played it.
It was good because it was like, wow, it looks good. But that game was nuts.
It was good.
Dan, this might be your only chance to get Halo on the list. Not gonna win.
It's the best game.
It's been
in
played
world.
Out.
It's not gonna win. I'm voting for Towerfall.
You're voting for. Either way, Condemned. If you haven't
yes!
played, I would still vote
yes!
Halo. Dan, vote with my Halo.
Wait,
Halo's
I
my
lose.
Number one, so I'll vote Halo with Chad.
Two against
two.
Two
Paper Scissors Rock only.
Paper
wins.
Scissors Rock.
No,
universe
what?
Dan.
That's it.
One, two, three.
Fuck you.
One, two, three.
Why did
yeah!
It was best out of three.
No,
it was best out of
three.
I said best out of three. I said
no.
There's no best out of three.
I said best.
You can still win this.
You know. You know what?
Oh, he's too scared.
Paper Scissors Rock has never been best two out of three.
It's always been best two
it's
out of three.
It's never been best
it's
two out of three.
Been
that's
best
the sissy way out.
You're a stupid idiot.
No. Paper Scissors Rock has never been
it
best
has.
Two out of three.
Yeah.
Then they need to do it. And then the winner plays the winner.
Bam. This is it.
All right.
Now, if TJ wins, you guys win.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, shit.
And if I lose?
I'm not.
Then I play Chad.
And we all fight each other to the death.
If you lose, then I play Chad.
And then it's done.
And then it's decided.
Because you guys are on one team, we're on one team. All
right, go ahead.
Okay, here we go.
Oh.
What the fuck was that?
You did it wrong. You did.
Is he eliminated?
Paper, scissors.
Is TJ eliminated from competition?
He started without me. Start again. Paper, scissors.
Wait a minute.
I was going.
Do you not know how to play paper, scissors, rock?
One, two, three. I don't know. I just got fucked up.
You threw it up three stars before me, and I was one behind.
Just to clarify, he went one, two, three,
and then
scissors.
No,
after Chad had laid out paper,
and
it was well known to the group.
Well, not only was I not looking, I was playing scissors. Whatever. I
Chad,
fucked up.
Are you going to give
Halo
him a second chance?
I don't give a shit.
No, no, it doesn't work.
Halo wins, he said!
What?
Yeah. Take him up,
Halo wins. Who cares?
What the fuck?
Joe, I'm having fun.
Halo wins. Halo's number two best launch game.
Condemned's really good to play it. It's amazing.
All right, Joe, you're up first now.
It's a three-way tie.
Live it up.
All right, we got to harmonize.
I got a wild card here. You're all going to vote for it.
Oh,
so
we have to harmonize number
no
one.
Will.
No, there's no way that any of your games will beat any of my three-way tie. For
my number one!
Harmonize number one.
What if I find it fun?
Sorry.
Scream. No!
Sound.
Three-way tie. Super Mario Brothers.
Nope.
Super Mario World. Super Mario 64.
Whoa, super.
Those are all amazing
what?
Launch games, but you have to choose.
Mario 64.
Okay.
Me too. Actually, it might even be
that
Super Mario World.
My number one was Mario 64.
It might even be Super Mario World.
You're an idiot.
That's it. Super NES? Is that what that is?
It's
Yoshi?
So good. I play it still.
Mario 64.
Is that the one where you eat Yoshi's apples?
Yeah, Mario World.
Yeah.
Super Mario World.
Super Mario Gear.
Mario 64.
You're not going to believe me when I say this.
TJ.
I played Sega. SNES.
I know,
because you're an idiot. You like Turok better than Rogue Squadron.
Rogue Squadron was bad.
I had the saddest childhood because I had Sega when SNES was out.
All my friends had Sega.
People were playing Zelda.
I had Sega too.
People were playing Zelda. People were playing.
I was playing Vector Man.
Fucking Yoshi's Story, Yoshi's Island. Not Yoshi's Story, sorry. Yoshi's Island and Super Metroid.
Earthworm Jim.
I swear to God. Yeah, I was playing like. Oh, what was it called?
Rayman.
Bonkers or something?
Oh, yeah.
Sam and Max.
No.
TJ, what are your number one submissions?
Bonkers has diarrhea.
This isn't my number one, but...
What are you talking about?
It's them.
You're about to announce it as your number
one.
Okay, well, you know what? Just forget about what you're about to say and tell me what your actual number one is.
Okay, Towerfall. You just submitted
that as number 2.
I know, I switched it up because I thought I could win a round.
What was your 2?
Well, don't redact
Halo.
It.
Halo.
I'm not redacting it.
TG voted Halo.
We said this isn't my number 1.
TG voted Halo afterwards for number 2.
You want me to throw it in for this round 2?
What?
Towerfall.
No, redact it.
Redact it. What's your number 1?
It's, well, okay, Doom.
Doom?
For PC?
For PC?
No, it launched for Game Boy Color. What did it launch for? Sega CD?
No, something stupid.
It came out for N64. It came out for N64.
But it launched. It launched
Super Nintendo. It had a red cartridge.
Was it a launch game?
What?
It was a launch game on something because I looked it up online. I didn't play it as a launch game though, but the game was awesome and I played the shit out of that game.
Doom scared the bejesus out of me. I used to play that game all the time, but I was sad because of it. Like, I used to be terrified for days.
Maybe Doom 3 is the game I'm talking about. Let's just call it Doom anyways because it was the one that was listed as a launch game.
My number one is...
Doom 3 didn't launch on anything.
My number... You had Halo.
No, I know.
You had Mario 1 as your number one, right?
Super Mario Brothers, Super Mario World, and Mario 64.
All right, Wii Sports, number 1.5.
Actually, Wii Sports was not on my list.
Wii Sports was nuts.
Purposely took it off, but it deserves some recognition.
No.
Wii Bowling is...
Wii Bowling was disgusting.
Yeah, it was dope. It was broken within 5 minutes.
It got grandmas to play.
Some other submissions. I think Jerry Bruner had... Frickin' what's it called? That Sega game.
Sonic?
Hold on.
If we're talking launch window, one thing that would have taken number one for me was Marble Blast Ultra for 360.
You have, honest to God, changed as a gamer. And
that is my favorite game.
You only appreciate arcade games now. If they spent $12 making it instead of $50 million, you would rather play that.
That game was so good.
$12.
Yeah, that game was fantastic.
Jerry said Altered Beast for Sega, which was terrible. Who's Josh Hatton?
My cousin. What do you say?
Call of Duty Ghosts.
What?
He loves Call of Duty, though. If you like Call of Duty, this is a good game.
Best launch game ever?
Erased.
One of his, sure.
Jerry also said Mario 64.
Can I talk about launch window games?
Yeah.
My list of launch window games was Marble Blast Ultra.
Good.
Shadows of the Empire.
Good.
Shadows of the Empire. I thought you said that wasn't a launch window.
It was launch window. And GoldenEye.
GoldenEye is in my runner-up, and so is Mario 1.
Was GoldenEye launch window?
No.
GoldenEye was launch game. Came out in August. Wasn't it?
A year later?
Was it a year later? What's a launch window?
It was August 97.
I would say the first 4 months is launch window. Or if it like launches a different country.
Could you imagine GoldenEye was launch? Hey, check this out. Shadows of the Empire was the first game I bought for N64, followed by GoldenEye. And my God, GoldenEye.
Boys, I plateaued.
Warm. Outside of...
It's nice in here, right?
Outside of Mario 64, Shadows of the Empire was the first game I saw, and the Battle of Hoth was real life.
Oh, yeah.
I was in that ship.
Tim first showed me Mario 64.
Me too. Like, Tim had it before all of us.
We were sitting 2 feet away from his old, like, tube... 45-inch big screen TV.
It was at Walmart.
And we all probably did the same thing. We spent hours before even walking into the castle.
Yeah, Tim's like, check this out. Din, 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 din,
din, din, din, din. I tugged on Mario's fucking cheeks for like, so long.
Yeah.
Like, completely floored.
Seeing a tree and like thinking I'm going to jump into that tree.
Doing a handstand on the trunk. And all of a sudden. The top of it. With an iron. Yeah, like,
no,
the
it was
top of it too, though.
There was a whole learning curve. Like, what the fuck do I do? How do I do this?
Why am I running around in an analog, three-dimensional area?
Whoa. I remember Tim playing it, and I was like, "What the? How the fuck are you doing that? That's crazy."
When did Star Fox come out?
Okay.
Actually, that's a launch game too, because it launched with the Rumble Pack.
No, sorry,
Pack launch.
Oh, whatever.
Rumble Pack launch.
That's a runner-up for sure.
Actually, also Donkey Kong Country.
Star Fox,
for,
July 1st, 97.
97?
Oh, that was like a year later.
Donkey Kong 64 launched with the expansion.
Oh!
Anything that launches with something.
No.
Doug tried to call out fucking Resident Evil 0, mistaking it for Code Veronica.
Which was
like an idiot.
Code Veronica wasn't even a launch game.
Code Veronica was one of the worst games.
It was for Dreamcast.
Worst.
Nope.
It was for Dreamcast. You had it, but it wasn't a launch.
Are you sure?
It was not a launch.
It was not a launch.
I thought it was.
Smell it, Rips.
I remember it came to PlayStation.
No, the only launch games... Actually, the only launch games for Dreamcast, House of
Blue
Dead...
Blue Dragon.
House of the Dead and Sonic Adventure. I remember paying $1 for, I think, 20 minutes or something.
Game City?
Yeah.
Microplay.
Microplay.
Juntai Sao, Osuku Kanashou.
What was it? Was it a dollar for...
An hour or 20 minutes.
A dollar for 20 minutes. Something like that.
Half an hour.
Dollar for 20 minutes. We used to go there every weekend and just spend hours.
Yeah, the whole day.
Playing Sonic Adventure.
Playing everything. Over and over.
I remember
the Japanese version.
They said shit in that Blue Dragon game. It's not called Blue Dragon, though, by the way. It's called something else.
Blue Blazer? Blue Blazing Dragon?
Blue Dragon's the Xbox 360.
Yeah, it's called...
Blue Attack.
Blue... You were closer.
Blue Stinger!
Yeah!
Blue Stinger!
And it said shit in it.
Best launch game.
I was like, ah, shit. And I was like, oh my god, video games say shit now! And they used to tease me all the time, because any game that said shit or had blood in it, I loved it.
Still to this
You still to this day love it.
Rise is the best game.
You hate Mario games, you don't say fuck in it.
I don't like Mario games as much as people like Mario games.
Mario games are amazing.
Well, it's the number one game. Do we agree? Number 5, Turok. Number 4, Tiger Woods 06. Number 3 was...
05 was much better.
I forget. We talked about 4 and 5 a lot.
Number 2 was Halo.
Much better. Number 2 is amazing!
What was number 3?
Number 2 is Halo, number 1 is Mario 64.
Number 3 was, we voted on it together.
Dan won number 3, remember Wes?
Condemned.
No. Alright, what was everyone's number 3?
Call of Duty 2.
Oh,
I got all right, a lot of these.
There you have it. There's all range modes. Top 5 launch games. Thanks for listening.
Yeah, what else we got?
I do get the crown.
Boys.
It's a metaphorical crown.
It's a metaphorical crown of shit.
If you agree or disagree with anything we had to say, let us know.
Disagree.
At allrangemode.ca, or you can catch us on Facebook at facebook.com/allrangemodepodcast. Also, we'd love for you to subscribe on iTunes. Thanks for listening. All Range Mode out.